The Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Shin Beis a discussion about folding clothing on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that one's not supposed to fold clothing on Shabbos unless you fulfill four different criteria, which basically make it almost impossible to ever fold anything on Shabbos. It has to be done with one person. Okay, that's not too hard. Has to be new clothing that were never washed before. Has to be white. And you have to be using it. You have to intend to use it on Shabbos and have nothing else to use for Shabbos. So that would, for the most part, unless a person has maybe a brand new talis that he plans to wear again on Shabbos, so maybe it could fulfill all the different tanaim. But otherwise, pretty much knocks out any folding on Shabbos. What would be the problem with such a thing? Why would this be an issue? So there are various different variations of explaining why this would be a problem, but essentially, most common explanation is that it's dome le misake, the midrabanan, it's like tikkun mana, it's like fixing something, because the folding has the effect of straightening out the creases, or maybe putting in a nice new crisp pleat, and therefore it would be dome le misake. There were Rishonim who already wondered, we don't see this. We don't see when we fold clothing that we're really doing anything that in any way reminds us of fixing. And they suggested, maybe we're not doing it right. We don't have the same type of folding that they have nowadays. So therefore, what we call folding was not, that was not part of the Isser. And it's mutter to fold clothing. And Shabbos already suggested, as I said, in the in some of the Rishonim. The Shulchan and the Beis Yosef quotes it, but in the Shulchan Aruch he brings the Yisr. So this is discussed all the way until fairly modern times. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag is people do it. People fold on Shabbos. Must be they're holding like those opinions that it's mutter bizman hazeh. He sort of leaves off there. He doesn't give it critique. So the implication is he may accept it. We just got in some svarim from Rav Dov Lior, and he just says, yeah, no problem, you could just rely on this Aruch HaShulchan, and you can fold in Shabbos. But most of the svarim just say, you know, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it still is a problem, Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, and various other svarim, all bring that one should be careful about this issue of folding on Shabbos. But the question is, what exactly are the details? What exactly are the parameters of this issue? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's a problem to fold, but there's an opinion that says that if you do it shalokis seder kipulo harishon, if you do it not in the same way that it was folded originally, so then it would be permissible v'nirin dvarav, and it makes sense that's correct. And the Mishnah Berurah here writes that v'chein sasmu Achronim Ledina, that this is the conclusion of the Achronim as well. And nonetheless, if someone wants to be Machmir, not to fold at all, Vaday Adif, that's even better. So that's a fairly big Chumrah. That would mean that one could not fold anything at all. And you see, sometimes people have to take off their talis after davening and they just sort of crumple it up. And no folding whatsoever. And that's based on this Mishnah Brura, that if you want to be Machmir, not to fold in any way, shape, or form. So Adif, Vaday Adif. That would be great. Others say it's not covered to the talis, and this is something that we use for tefillah. And why should it get all wrinkled? And in fact, there's a tzad to say, like the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, that maybe this whole issur doesn't even apply. And the Shulchan Aruch does quote the issur, but he says that if it's shelo kiseder kipulu harishon, then it would be okay. So just fold it not in the normal, not in the way. Don't fold it exactly according to the creases that are creased into the talus, and then that would be permissible, and there are many who do this as well. Some of the later poskim say that if you fold it without being super careful how you fold it, so then that would also be permissible. Or if it's a talus that's been around for a while and it doesn't have strictly, clearly, very crisp, defined creases, that would be mutter as well. So you're not reinforcing any creases. So maybe that would be permissible, and the point is to prevent it from getting creased. It's not being done in a way that it straightens things out and provides anything which would be domil and misakin. Similarly, if there, this doesn't apply just to talesim, of course, it applies to anything, but if there are clothing where creasing is just not an issue. A sweatshirt doesn't, you fold it up, it doesn't create a nice, crisp, you're not straining it out anything. So it's hard to imagine that that would be usher, but for other clothing, it would be advisable not to fold on Shabbos. It's an interesting further application. So in the modern day poskim, right, what about folding other things? Let's say folding paper on Shabbos. So if you're just folding a piece of paper to put in your pocket, so Shlomo Zalman writes, it's not a problem. It's not in any way, shape, or form domel and misakin. On the other hand, let's say you start getting into origami or something, making special shapes, so it is already domel and misakin. That would be covered under the prohibition as well. Have a wonderful day.